Joining me on this preseason interview is Truman State women's basketball coach Theo Dean, of course, took over in the offseason with the departure of Amy Egan to Drury. Kind of a whirlwind, Coach Dean. Have you settled in and kind of found that comfort zone on the practice floor? Are you figuring things out?
Yes, I am. I'm settled in, and we're going. It's been a lot of fun, and girls are buying into what we want to do. Like we talked about before, you know, some things are going to be the same, but no matter what, if Amy was here or was me taking over, there are going to be things that changed anyway. So it's been pretty good to see them buy in and get better every day.
Obviously, there's the initial shock of the head coach moving on. But now as they get on the floor, practices, get into a routine, is everything just kind of back to normal?
Yes, it is. Everything's back to normal. We've done a couple film sessions just showing them things that we need to continue to work on. And, you know, we're doing our individual workouts, still lifting 3 days a week now. So everything's back to normal.
Theo Dean, my guest, a part of the team last year that made the NCAA tournament, had a school record 23 wins. So a lot to celebrate last year, Coach. But as you look at the program, what is next level? What is next step, and how do you get there?
I'd say next step is, you know, maintaining the success that we had, but also understanding that 23 wins doesn't determine if you had a good season or not. So coming out and like we tell the girls every day, being 1% better is all we need them to do every day, whether that's in weightlifting, individuals, practices, and then eventually come games. That's all we really need. And once we can get everybody to get to that point and doing everything they need to do and playing their role 100% as best as they can, that to me is going to determine how we go about the entire season. You know, the sooner we can get to that point, the better we will be in the long run.
Even with all the success that you've had, we look at this team and it's still a fairly young squad made up of a lot of underclassmen. Your one senior is Sloan Tata from Fulton, a returning first-team all-GLVC guard. What is expected of her this season, Coach?
I expect her to continue to take leaps and bounds in her career. I mean, she always adds something to her game in the offseason, and I think she's really excited, you know, for her last year. She was talking yesterday. It seems like she just got here on campus, and we're already down, you know, to her fourth year. But I expect her to continue to be a vocal leader, something she's done since her freshman year, something she's gotten better at, and also her, you know, continue to take care of her body and, you know, getting her body to the point where she can play the amount of minutes that we'll need her to play, and understanding that that'll be different every game. Some days we'll need her to play more minutes, some days we won't. And she's a kid that, you know, is constantly stretching and rolling out to make sure that her body's prepared to take the pounding and all of the physicality that the game will take day in and day out.
Katie Jasikas enters her junior season. She was the GLVC Freshman of the Year last year. Had a few ups and downs. So as she comes into the season, your expectations for her and what you've seen in her offseason work?
Yeah, she's had a great offseason. She's had a great offseason, and she's one that's really transitioning into being a great leader. She came in, like you said, freshman of the year, didn't really have to play behind anyone and really didn't have anyone to learn from in that five position her freshman year. So everything that she's done has been pure effort and skill, and also her learning from us coaches and not really having an on-court example. So for her, she's taken on the role of being a leader in the post position, being someone that they can look to for an example on the court. And she's done that really well. She's been, you know, one that's constantly talking, one that really knows the spots that we need to be in. So I've really challenged her to, you know, not have any days off, not have any lapses in practice, so that, you know, when I get on her, it's for her just strictly doing something incorrectly versus me coaching her effort. And she's been really good at that, and I really have a high expectation for her this season.
Talking Truman basketball with Coach Theo Dean. Let's stick in the post area with three players that are coming into their sophomore season. Maddie Ray made the all-freshman team, led your squad in rebounding, 7 a game. Allison Thomas and Mackenzie Bray. What's next step for those, for that trio of sophomores?
Yeah, Allison is she's made our post players work this year. She's been battling a lot, making KJ work, which has been really good for her, making her work every day in practice, whether that's offensively or defensively, with just her skill, her strength, which has been really good to watch them battle day in and day out, making each other better. Then Maddie Ray with just her effort, her tenacity to get every rebound, to dive on the floor, to sprint the court hard. It makes everybody play to her speed and in her intensity. So it's been really good to watch her going into her redshirt sophomore year. So, you know, she's another kid that's really in her third year, but only in her second year basketball-wise. So she has a lot of knowledge of what we do, and she's been really comfortable with the things that we're doing this year. And then Mackenzie Bray, a kid that can play the three or four for us, it's been really nice to see her transition more into a three, though she will play the forward position some this year. It's been really good to see her out on the perimeter more, but also understanding that, you know, if she has a smaller guard on her, she will go down to the post and get easy buckets there. So it's been really fun to watch all of them grow and transition to better players and more knowledgeable players of how we do things here.
Thinking back to graduation losses, Brooke Bailey logged so much time in the backcourt. So you've got Sloane Tada back as a guard. So how important now is like a Tiffany Davenport coming into her third year and a Katie Clucking from Columbia coming into their second year? Opportunity certainly for those two young ladies to log a more significant time. But how important will their role be in taking some pressure off Sloane in the backcourt?
Yeah, their pressure will be huge. They have the most experience in the one and two position for us. And, you know, Katie played some three last year too, but they have the most experience in the guard position, playing a lot of minutes. Katie played a ton of minutes as a freshman. She played a lot of meaningful minutes. You know, she hit the big three in the conference tournament game to take us to overtime, got a huge steal in that game. So she played some really big minutes and really got to be a part of what we did last year. And then Tiff, the same thing. She played behind one of the best point guards to go through Truman here and Brooke Bailey, a kid who battled every day, and she had to go against someone who wasn't going to take any days off. So it's been really good to see them lead and grow, and also for the freshmen to look up to them and, you know, see that, hey, Tiff and Katie are going this hard. Maybe I need to step my game up. So it's been pretty good to watch them too.
Another Columbia girl, Maya Mouton, entering her third season, and obviously competition so high on this squad in that post position. Where have you seen her develop coming into the season?
She's looked really good. She's worked on her body this summer. She's worked on her body a lot more in the preseason as well. She's a kid that's long and athletic, and she has a really good knack for the game. She understands the game really well, understands her spots. She's talked a lot more on the court than she has in years past, and being in the right spots, being in the right positions. And I think with all of these kids, you look at some of the sophomores and juniors, sometimes it takes them a little while to get comfortable with what we do, get comfortable with college basketball, comfortable with talking and communicating on the court. And I've seen her grow a ton this year, and it's been very fun to watch her bouncing back and forth between the four and five positions in practice. She's transitioned with that really well, and I think she will be a big key for what we do this year.
Talking with Truman women's basketball coach Theo Dean. Tell me about your two transfers and introduce them to our listening audience.
Yeah, Ellie Weltha, she's a transfer. She's a sophomore softball-wise and a freshman basketball-wise. She did not play basketball at Illinois State, only softball at Illinois State. So she's been really big for us. Very skilled post player. She can shoot it. She can handle. She can post up. She has a very strong body, and she understands the game really well. So it's been a lot of fun to watch her, just her natural skill and athleticism out on the court, and then also her natural strength. She's on the leaderboard in a lot of our weightlifting maxes that we do already, and this is just her first couple months with us here with basketball. And then we have Bree Burns, a junior from Stephen F. Austin. Super athletic guard, lefty, who can shoot the ball. She can also get out in transition. She can handle the ball really well. So she's been a kid when she was out there. She's a kid that She definitely made the guards play up to her speed because she's lightning quick, lightning fast, and she's also very unselfish as well. Her experience at the Division I level, you can really see that out on the court just with her knowledge of the game, but also you can also see how comfortable she is out there. Even though this is a new team, you can tell that she's played college basketball before. She doesn't get rattled by anything, and she's a very unselfish player that our players have loved playing with.
And in our remaining time, Coach, run through the freshman class and some of their strengths as they adjust to college basketball.
Yeah, we will start with Hannah Bellinger, freshman point guard. She's been really good. Her body is really what's helped her transition to college basketball really well. Her body's kind of where it needs to be, and she's been a kid who our players have seen that you can't really leave her open much. She'll knock a three down. And she's had to transition some into learning how to be more of a true point guard or scoring point guard, rather, and really having the first opportunity to play with real post players. So it's been a lot of fun to see her transition and, you know, learn how to feed the post, which she has never really had to do in her high school career. We go to Nicole Doran, a kid who graduated high school early in December last year and actually joined us in January. So it's been she's been a kid who came in with some experience with what we did a little bit, but also never had any game experience at the collegiate level. So with her, she's had some experience with what we do with lifting and conditioning and practice and different things, but also she's finally got a chance to actually go through a preseason and get some breakdown and get more skill work versus being thrown in, you know, to official practice and things in January, where we really didn't have any time to break down the certain concepts that we were doing just because we were already in the middle of the season. Next, we have Kennedy Wallace, a kid from Iowa City Regina High School in Iowa. A great, great shooter, comes from a great high school program. And she's a kid that stretches the floor, but also has a great knowledge of the game, knows how to pick her spots shooting-wise, but also knows how to find her teammates and knows how to attack closeouts as well. Her high school teammate, Alex Weiss, will be a 4-5 kid for us, also playing at Iowa City Regina High School. Very strong body, skilled post player, has transitioned her game to be able to shoot the three and step out on the perimeter. She's had to learn some with what we do defensively in the post. So just post positioning, you know, getting over and three-quarter fronting and different things depending on where the ball is on the perimeter. And it's been really good to see her transition and also learn how to talk on the court. You don't have to do that as much at the high school level. So she's really seen the importance of talking, especially with what we do in the post and how we handle ball screens and everything. And then next we have Hannah Pinkston, a kid from Springfield, Missouri area, went to Glendale High School. Really athletic guard. She sees the game really well. I think she'll make some things happen for us defensively with how athletic she is and how she can just see the game really well on defense. So we've had to really look at her game and kind of tailor, you know, and tell her to pick her spots on when she chooses to make plays happen on the defensive end versus when she just stays within our concepts, because she is a kid that I think can kind of go out on the limb and kind of get out in the passing lane, just like Katie Clucking and Bree Burns will as well.
All right. The Bulldogs tied for sixth in the GLVC preseason coaches poll. Will open the season November 9th and 10th at Quincy at the GMAC GLVC Conference Challenge, playing Wisconsin Parkside and Ursuline. Coach Theo Dean, we wish you all the best in leading the Bulldogs this season.
Well, thank you so much. I really appreciate it.